NPR's John Burnett is in Houston, where he's been following events at the Johnson Space Center. He joins us now on the phone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Leanne.
Describe what the atmosphere has been like in and outside the Johnson Center.
It's really best captured when Ron Didymore, the Space Shuttle Program Manager, went before the press briefing yesterday here at the Johnson Space Center. He talked about how human spaceflight is a passion, an emotional event. He said we have a dependency, professional and emotional. And really, in and outside of this massive campus down here southeast of Houston, you can sense that dependency. You have to remember, of all of the NASA facilities around the country, this is the place where the astronauts live and they train, they do their simulations, their families are here, their kids go to school, they go to church here. You've heard about the close-knit community of the astronauts, and this is where everyone knew them personally, not just as the elite of the space program, but as neighbors, as friends. I talked to a woman who sang in the choir at the Grace Community Church with Commander Rick Husband. There was an Israeli physician that came out last night, laid an Israeli flag out at the front gate of the Johnson Space Center in honor of Colonel Ilan Ramon of the Israeli Air Force, who was one of the lost astronauts. He was a very close friend. And so they feel this loss, not just patriotically, but very, very personally here.
John, you were also covering the Challenger explosion. Is the atmosphere different this time?
Well, maybe I'm projecting. And in a sense, I feel that it is and it isn't. They train here for these eventualities, not if, but when they happen. And so they know that the playbook has come out 17 years later. The astronauts who always accompany the families will be escorting them back to Houston. Everyone comes back into the press center in a huge event like this. The other lesson from Challenger perhaps is more emotional. I mean, back then, people were wondering if there would even be a shuttle program after then. But now, this was the 113th mission. They know it will continue. They know that they will get through this one. And even after September 11th, I sent something last night talking with many people out at the front gate here at the Space Center, even with the acute pain of the loss of the seven astronauts on Columbia, there's almost a sense that this is a national tragedy that we can handle. Mm-hmm. Space flight is inherently dangerous. It's not like flying on a civilian airliner.
And, John, I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop you. Thank you very much for your assessment. That is NPR's John Burnett in Houston. John, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.